This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Do convicted criminals deserve a second chance? Following the 2-year anniversary of the Bali Nine executions, Australian producers Ben Field and Paul Neverson, they've announced a new feature film project called Finding Mercy, telling the story of convicted Bali Nine drug trafficker Andrew Chan. The film is currently in pre-production. Ben Field joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. So what was your connection to the story of Andrew Chan?
Well, I think like many Australians and towards the end of their life, many people around the world were taken by the news articles that were coming out in the lead up to their executions. And, for me, a couple of days after the executions had happened and the bodies had come back to Australia, I just remember seeing in newspaper articles, front pages with Andrew and Mayu's picture and stories of courage and hope and faith towards the end. It really struck me that this is an amazing story that isn't told the way that the news had picked it up. We did some investigating and made contact with the family, and at that time they had been talking about what could they do to keep the legacy of Andrew's life alive, and especially the untold story. And so we've been working with them since to develop the story and the screenplay for this film, which we're due to start shooting next year, which is pretty exciting.
Ben, one of the things that I noticed about this particular story was this incredible story of redemption as opposed to kind of the story of responsibility. Here is a man redeemed by the blood of Jesus, but he's still held responsible for his actions in smuggling drugs. How did you kind of grapple with that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the whole legal process that those guys went through over the 10-year period was an interesting one. And, at the end of the day, they took accountability and responsibility for what they had done. I mean, they were convicted drug smugglers. They were caught with 8 kilos of heroin in Indonesia. If the law is black and white, they're definitely being punished for their crime. Mm. But within that, they found faith and they found hope and they found a reason to live beyond that. And I think what's remarkable about this story is that Andrew in particular, along with Mayu, they were fighting for life imprisonment. They were looking for clemency just to avoid the death penalty. And towards the end, once they had found a new purpose in life, the hope that they found through their faith, they're actually being a great asset to the prison system. And like every prison system around the world, they want rehabilitation. They just don't want people serving their time. They want to change lives. And these guys' lives were truly transformed, and many testimonies to that transformation. So this film really delves into the question of, do people deserve second chances? Do we give them room to live out that second chance? And when a life is having as much impact as Andrew Chan's did inside the prison, why would we execute people like that when it's having such a profound impact on so many other lives?
Ben, I can't help but feel that this is kind of like a modern-day Saul to Paul. I'm in prison. Yeah. I'm just going to preach in prison and convert everyone in prison. What was the most powerful moment for you in this story?
I think seeing Andrew's faith lived out through his works. Mm. Andrew became a pastor and he did run the local little church, in that prison. He rebuilt it and started running classes and baptizing and things like that, which is remarkable. But he loved on people. And I think that was one of his greatest things, was that he, in a corrupt prison system where, there's meth labs, there's drug labs, within the prison system, and worked a way to get those out. And he and Mayu created painting classes, and Andrew created Bible studies and computer studies and started to educate the prisoners. They were doing the work of what every prison system aims to do around the world, which is to truly rehabilitate prisoners. And, apart from that, towards the end, he led the people that were executed, on that field, singing 10,000 Reasons and Amazing Grace. And they held their heads high and they walked into knowing what was ahead of them, which was their eternal life.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, guys.
That's Ben Field, co-producer of Finding Mercy, the new film telling the story of convicted Bali Nine drug trafficker Andrew Chan. For more, you can contact Ben via ben@appletreecollective.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.